when a fish tried to swallow the bait, you would feel a little tug, and the cork would go under the surface or part of the way under the surface. You had to watch your cork. Now, of course, it's all different. They have rods and reels and artificial bait. We used worms and crickets. And it's quite different now.
Are there different kinds of worms or different names for worms?
Some of the service stations selling bait refer to alfalfa worms. I couldn't tell one from another. Usually just earthworms. Go out in the yard and dig and find some.
What about a kind of fish you could use for bait?
Minnows. Very small fish. Minnows.
And this is something you might find if you picked up a rock in a stream. It's got two little pinchers on it.
Crawfish.
Okay. And something that has a hard shell and can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
You're not speaking of a turtle, are you? We have them around here, various sizes.
When you talk about a turtle, are you thinking of something that's in water or on land?
Both. For example, one day I was walking along a side street off of Cherry, which is up here, and there was a turtle about 4.5 inches in diameter walking along the paved street. But usually you find them around water. The one I saw had a rather high shell. The ones who stay in the water most of the time have a more flattened shell, softer.
Have you ever heard of them called a cooter or a terrapin?
Cooter, yes. Heavens, it's long since I've heard that. Terrapins, they're huge things. You never hear that term used around here. Possibly we don't have any of them.
What's a cooter?
A cooter is just a small turtle, to the best of my recollection. I haven't heard that expression in so long.
Do you think of it being in water or land?
They're more or less amphibious. The ones who spend most of the time in the water come out on the land, too, looking for food, I suppose.
And talking about kinds of insects, the kind of insect that flies around a light, tries to fly into the light.
We refer to them as moths.
Okay.
Or light bugs. That's not the real name for them. That's what we call them. The street lights would have huge light bugs flying around them.
Now you just call it a what?
Moth, M-O-T-H.
What about an insect that has a little light in its tail?
Lightning bugs, we call them.
Okay.
I guess its real name is a firefly.
What about an insect that'll bite you and make you itch?
Make you itch? Well, let's see.
Or a little tiny, I don't know if it bites you, a little tiny red insect that'll get
Oh,
on.
Yes. Oh.
If you go blackberry picking, maybe.
Oh, what's the name of those little things? Oh. Yes, I know what you mean.
You can hardly see it. It's real small.
Tick.
What about red bug or chigger?
Oh, red bugs, that's what I'm trying to think of, yes. They burrow under the skin and can make a mighty troublesome place. It itches like everything.
And an insect that hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper.
Have you ever heard those called hopper grass?
Oh, yeah, some people reverse it and call them hopper grasses.